Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic today is that how the enemies of Islam try and snatch our iman and our Islam away. See in every rakat of our salat and namaz, which ayat are we reciting? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. When we go shopping, we go somewhere, we have a list of priorities. For us as Muslims, what is the top priority? That is hidayat. We translate hidayat as guidance. But that's a very incomplete translation. Hidayat means nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. It refers to that nur, that radiance and effulgence which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart. And once we have that nur, that radiance, then we can draw a dichotomy, a distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So that is what we are begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala day and night. When Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Fajr time would leave the Hujra Mubarakah, the Mubarak room, come to the masjid, what was the dua Nabi alayhi salam would recite? Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi badani nura, an yamini nura, wa shimali nura, wa amami nura, wa warai nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura. And the dua goes on, Ya Allah, grant me nur, radiant effulgence in my heart, in my eyes, in my ears, in my tongue, my entire body, my right, left, all directions, above me, beneath me, to show daily we must walk in that nur, that radiance, that effulgence which Almighty Allah has made for us. We don't walk this way or that way. Therefore, in the Quran Sharif, brothers, Almighty Allah has mentioned, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, O you believe, 89 different places. Why? So that to elevate our rank and status. Remember, this is the greatest gift which I have conferred upon you. But for this gift to remain within us, we have to do certain things. We all know AK-47, the gun. Now we must go to AK-255. What is AK-255? Ayatul Kursi, and it is verse number 255, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah. So chapter 2 and verse 255 is AK-255 Ayatul Kursi. Just after Ayatul Kursi, the next verse, 256, Allah is giving us the methodology, how we protect and preserve our iman. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. You have to reject all the tahuti systems. You have to reject all the false ideologies. وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And then you believe from the bottom of your heart, sincerely, in Almighty Allah and all the articles of faith. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْهُسْقَى. Then we have held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. This rope of Almighty Allah can never break, can never snap. Well, in Urdu it sounds very beautifully. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. The rope of Allah will never break and snap. But when we release the grip, then it will go away. Now let me show you, my brothers, today what is really happening. I'll just take you through 4, 5, 6 countries quickly. Saudi Arabia, which is our Marcus headquarters, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. You know Tabligh Jamaat is not allowed there. The best Jamaat in the world, they have put restrictions on it. You know, I go, you go, anybody goes, and you see a person doing wrong, 100% wrong. He'll come with a short trouser or whatever inside the Haram Sharif. You speak, they'll lock you up. They'll tell you, you don't have rukhsah. You don't have permission to speak. Only some people got the right to speak. Imagine our holiest places, and right next to Haram Sharif in Medina, not far from there, the cinemas are open, everything is open. You go to Jeddah there, the bikini beaches are open, and remember that the musical festivals, everything is legal. So the point I'm making, every vice, that is legal for them now. And the virtuous deeds, that are being clamped down. So what are you doing? They want to snatch the iman away of the people who have to iman. You go on the path of vices, that they will encourage. You want to go on the path of virtue, that they will clamp down upon you. This is our markaz, our headquarters condition. You go to Egypt, once you go like this with a kurta, a sob, a beard, they can lock you up straight away. They'll tell you, you belong to the ikhwan, you belong to the Muslim Brotherhood. Imagine there's no court case, no nothing. They will just interrogate you, and then they will say, no, that you have links with this person, go to India and just see what is happening to our Muslims in India. Do you know the RSS, this party, this BJP? What tactics are they using? They're telling the Hindu Muslim Hindu boys, the young boys, you must learn Urdu. You must learn how to speak like the Muslims. And then you will speak to the Muslim, and then you must target the young Muslim girls. Once you are successful, you have an affair with her and so forth, we the RSS, we the BJP will give you incentives. And what incentives they'll give? They will give that person a house. They will give that person 1 lakh rupees or more, 100,000 or more. And you must remember, they'll give him a secure job. They are targeting the Muslim, and especially the Muslim woman. Now, my brothers, I'm asking you, do we even realize the tactics they are using, the strategy they are using? And this is how that they bring our children out of Islam and take them to their side. Because end of the day, aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. That money and women have destroyed. You see the kuffar Shias, the same tactic they use. Khomeini writes in a book which I have, they gave it to me. We say la'anahullah, tawdihul masail. In there Khomeini wrote that you can make mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. Totally legal. You see the woman, she likes you, you like her, you don't have to have witnesses, you don't need permission from anybody else. You agree on a certain sum, you pay her, you use her, abuse her. After 1 hour she goes her way, they go person go there. How many of them today, if you go to the townships, you will find the Shias are moving around. And they're telling them that these people here, yeah, they waste your time. They teach you Indian Islam. They teach you biryani Islam. Ramadan time, they'll come give you hampers and biryani. We teach you the true Islam. And then they will flash some dollars and money. Then they will tell them that, you know what, see in this hadith kitab, mut'a prostitution is permissible. What is bichara poor people know? For them, aurat and daulat, money and woman. So already, they are already going to that side. So this is how our iman of our own people, then take our institutions, our universities. We are the one who send our daughters to the colleges, who send them to the universities. You know today, be honest about this, that these universities are the places of gay business. They are the places of, remember, atheism, drugs. The worst things you can think of, toxic environment. Therefore, on the radio, I say, 90%, 80% of our Muslims either will lose their haya, shame, or modesty, morality, or either they will lose their virginity, Allah forbid, or either they will lose their iman completely. How many many examples we have seen. You know, when I was a young boy, 55, 60 years old, or 60 years ago, there was one Maulana came to Heidelberg, my hometown, and he gave one nice example. You know, sometimes the examples he gave, it solves a lot of problems. He spoke in Gujarati, you know, broken English Gujarati. He said, a person came and he said, Maulvi sahab, dua karwana. So Maulvi sahab asked, who dua karwana? He said, nahi, mari poiri jai India, mari poiri jai London, 55, 60 years ago. My daughter is going to study in London and all that, so mane dua karwana. So Maulvi sahab was also a sharpshooter, you see. So Maulvi sahab said, dua I will make, but the dua you are asking, that won't work. You sending your daughter out in the rain and telling me I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. Are we not doing the same, my brothers? Let us be honest about this. Our children, we gave them every vice. Every vice we gave. We gave them the internet, we gave them the cell phone, we gave them everything. And 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-old playing. Last week, Friday, 1 week ago, I received this message. My brothers, I'm not here to make up stories. I'm in the house of Allah. I mentioned it last week in the Sufi masjid. I had Jummah program there. My brothers, see the halat. I'm not speaking of some other country, I'm speaking of South Africa. What halat, what conditions. Father, mother, all gone to work. This Muslim girl, if you want to call her Muslim, so she invited the boyfriend to come to their house. And then the boyfriend is there in their daughter's room. They say, we have so much respect for our daughter, we don't even knock the door. We always knock the door, we never enter the room. So this boyfriend was there, spent the night with a Muslim girl, non-Muslim, and in the early part of the morning, then the father and mother woke up and they saw both of them, no clothes, nothing, and they're in the bathroom. So they're asking me, who karwana? What must we do? I say, first thing, who karwana? You, your son or your daughter must get 100 lashes according to Quran. Quran says that fajridu kulla wahidin min umamiyata jalda. Second one, you must be lashed also for shirking your parental duty. Imagine a ghair Muslim, non-Muslim, in our home, sleeping with our daughter, and we unaware of it. We say, no, we're respecting the rights of our daughter, but we don't respect the Sharia. We took the Sharia and threw it right out. Then I told them that why don't you tell him to become Muslim and get them married then? He's not interested, but my daughter wants to marry him, and they madly in love with one another. I said, your daughter, if she does that, she's murtadda out of the fold of Islam totally. Then what you will have to do is, you will have to sever all ties with her, tell her there's the door, and she must get to take a bag and pack up and get out. Now imagine, this is one incident. Believe you me, my brothers, I've been media for long with Allah's help. How many incidents? Sometimes, you know, we come and there's tears in our eyes. It's not for nothing. We have the dirt that hurts in our eyes, in our hearts. How can a Muslim be so low that in our own home zina is committed and you tell me tomorrow you don't know? How can we justify a crime like this ever? Tomorrow what will we say to Almighty Allah? What will we say to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Think about it seriously. For this lousy certificate, we prepared to trample the Sharia. We prepared a girl go to university. She found a boyfriend. Then invite. There's nobody at home. We can do all our things together. And they enjoyed it so much. They said, now my sleep, the parents won't know. Now, who's to blame? I pose this question to you. So my brothers, my message to you is very simple. Allah gave us this Iman and Islam, which is the greatest, greatest gift. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us already more than 1400 years ago, yusbihu mu'mina wa yumshi kafir. In the morning, the person will be a believer, in the evening, non-Muslim, or vice versa. Why will this happen? Yabi'u bi'aradin min ad-dunya. They will sell the deen because of the material wealth, because of some worldly benefit, maybe some lousy degree or some other reason. So did we really do the parenting we're supposed to do to show our children what is the value of Iman and Islam? We're not
not living in Palestine or Iraq with this war. We're living in a comfort zone. We all know this crime. We know this corruption. But no one got the excuse to say you can't practice Islam. That you can wear a clothes you want to. You can have beard. You can have niqab. You can have hijab. You got madrasas. You got schools. Whatever you want to call it. You got darul ulums. You got tabligh jamaat. Everything we got to protect our iman. But we don't want to do it. Then we want to give this excuse and this excuse and this excuse. Think properly, brothers. So I leave you. I got how many minutes left? 5 minutes left I got. My brothers, I want you to understand that one of the greatest du'as we should be reading and emphasize this on our children. Surah 3, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, never let our hearts go. We ate it after you gave us the guidance. You know, Sahaba, Amr bin As radiallahu an, Fatih Misr on the 1st of Ramadan, 20th year after Hijrah, he conquered Egypt. When he used to come by the Baytullah, he used to read the Sabatu Ashwat. He used to read this ayat all 7 rounds. Imagine this was Sahaba to show how they valued the Iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah. Ya Allah, grant us from your side to special mercy to envelope us. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers. So learn it, practice on it, teach our children. We must impress on our children what is Iman, what is Islam. Then tomorrow we know we are all going to leave this world. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, what vicissitudes he went. Jealousy, his brothers dumped him in the well. They sold him as a slave. All that happened. They went to jail also. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala elevates him, elevates him. He becomes the ruler of whole of Egypt. In the ending, the open Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, verse 101, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and the universe. Tawaffani muslima wa al-hiqni bi-salihin. Ya Allah, let me die a Muslim. He's a Nabi, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. He's begging Allah. Ya Allah, let me die a Muslim wa al-hiqni bi-salihin. And unite me, Ya Allah, with the devout and pious servants. The greatest Sheikh al-Hadith of this Ummah, the greatest student of Nabi alayhi salam in the field of Hadith, nobody argues the point. He said, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he's in Sakarat, now Allama ibn Kathir is mentioned in Bidaya wa Nihaya. So what he did? He said, Abu Huraira, 5,374 Ahadith. In his last moments, he raises his hands and he says, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak fa ahibba liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. I beg you, Ya Allah, you must love meeting me. Can we say all this, my brothers? When we did not worry, did not value, did not appreciate this Iman of ours. We were just born in a Muslim home and we just carry. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi, haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, haj ki Ganga ki bhi. So people today, they will say, no, we want to please Allah, but we want to please people and creation. In Islam, it doesn't work that way. We have to show our devotion, dedication to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to Deen of Islam. Even if people criticize us, I ask you, most of you, yes, if I ask you which fiqh you follow, you will say the Hanafi fiqh. Did you ever read Imam Abu Hanifa's life history? I'm asking you. Did you read? Some ulama, not all, some ulama say, when the year 150 came, the day Imam Abu Hanifa passed away, that same day Imam Shafi Rahimullah was born. But where Imam Abu Hanifa passed away? He passed away in prison and in jail. For why? They made sure, my brothers, we can never sell this deen. We have to. When they did this for the sake of Allah, Allah kept their name shining for centuries and centuries. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, if you know his story and incident, do we read about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? His title is Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, was brought by the people in the Abbasid dynasty, and they told him, make the statement, Al-Qur'an makhlukun, the Qur'an is created. He said, I make the statement, Al-Qur'an kalamullah, the Qur'an is the direct speech of Allah, ghayru makhluk, and not created. It was, it is, it is always be, it is eternal and perpetual. They brought him and they woke him, he said, Bismillah. Second time they left him, he said, Alhamdulillah. Third time they woke him and left him, what did he say? Qul lan yusibana illa ma katab Allah lana. Ya Allah, nothing happens except what you have written and decreed, Ya Allah. His izar was about to fall. Go read Manaqib Ahmad bin Hanbal by Ibn Jawzi. Sick book that I have at home. His izar was about to fall. He looked at the sky. Ya Allah, very large. Ya Allah, keep my izzat intact. Karamatan li hadha al-imam al-jaleel. To honor this imam, Allah let his izar come back in his place. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, he celebrated the teacher. He left Baghdad in the year 199. He went to Egypt. He passed away in 204. So when he heard of this incident there in Cairo, that this is what happened to his student. You know what he did, Imam Shafi? Imam Shafi wrote the letter to his student. He said, oh, Ahmad bin Hanbal, the kurta you wore that day, send that kurta to me. Send that kurta to me. I'm so proud. Today, that is what my student did. He sent the kurta. What Imam Shafi does? Imam Shafi takes the kurta. He washes it with his own hand. He takes the water and drinks it. This is our ulama. Not people who are selling the deen. Not the people who are curring favor with Shias. Not people who are curring favor with politicians. Not people curring favor with the Christians and anybody else. My brothers, I beg you, we have deen, but slowly deen is eroding our children, our youth, and every vice is being legalized. No, in this masnad is ikhtilaf. In this masnad is difference of opinion. You Maulvis are now mixed up people. Someone say Jai, someone say Jai. Iqbal was not a Maulvi. You know Allama Iqbal. He was not a Maulvi. But what he said, Pehle te mufti masail ke batane wale, ab bhi ye mufti mufke khane wale. You will get a lot of people giving fatwas. So first the muftis, they should give fatwa according to Quran and Sunnah. Now you will get a lot of bunch of mufatiyas also giving fatwas. Let us be honest about these things here. Why do you want to do that? Because they themselves want to do that haram action. If I am sending my daughter to university and you ask me, I'll say, of course it's halal. So why must I say it's halal? Because I'm doing it. So think properly, my brothers. Don't play with Sharia. May Almighty Allah protect this deen. Our forefathers, what they did for this deen. Me and you got it on a plate, my brothers. Protect the deen, learn the deen, preserve the deen, propagate the deen, practice the deen. May Almighty Allah protect us all and make our khatima on iman. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.